to do then. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer, the Creator God who created all things, and the Father used the Lord Jesus for that purpose. All things were created by Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, are whole together, and exist, we're told in the book of Colossians. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the eternal God. How wonderful to know the truth, for Jesus is the truth. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, then, beloved, you're deceived by Satan, and you're being led contrary to the truth. How gracious it is, though, to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to put your faith and trust in Him, to receive Him into your life, to be liberated from the bondage, the control, the dominion of sin and sinful habits, to be delivered and set free, to know how to walk in victory and in overcoming power through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Oh, there's so many wonderful benefits and blessings for the child of God, if we will draw upon our resources in Christ and live the life that the Lord has made possible and available to us through obedience to His Word. Well, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're continuing in our study of warfare, spiritual warfare, and the conflict that the child of God has with the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, our war that we're engaged in, and how that we can know the enemy. And it's vital that we know the enemy so we know how to fight against him, how to stand against him, how to have victory over these evil forces. Now, one of the things that we're going to look into today, and we're taking a little side trip, we've been talking about Satan, how that at one time, according to the Word of God, we've seen how that Satan takes on various different guises, various different forms to deceive and blind and keep people from the knowledge of the truth. We've talked about how that he appears as an angel of light. We're told that in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. He appears as an angel of light. In the Garden of Eden, he appeared as a beautiful creature called the serpent. And what we know serpents to be today are a result of the curse that was placed upon them because of their being used by Satan. You see, beloved, everything that Satan uses is hurt, it's damaged, it suffers because of being used by Satan, because Satan hates righteousness, he hates the truth, he loves a lie, for he is a liar and the father of it. We're told over in John chapter 8 and verse 44, where Jesus was speaking to a religious crowd, and he said, "You're of your father the devil. The hosts are the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." You see, lying came from Satan. He's the father of lies, and whenever an individual tells a lie, they're walking after the devil. They're just practicing what Satan wants them to practice. And so, beloved, that's why the Lord tells us not to bear false witness against our neighbor. That is, not to lie. That's one of the Ten Commandments that God gave to the nation of Israel to open their eyes to truth and to help them to understand what's right and what's wrong. And so, beloved, Satan is a murderer. There's no truth in him. He's a liar and the father of lies. He's the great deceiver. He deceiveth the whole world, we're told in Revelation 12:9. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, let's take a little side trip and talk about angels, and consider angels as the Word of God tells us about the angels. There are good angels, and there are evil angels. There are righteous angels who serve Almighty God, and there are those evil angels who serve Satan and are under his control and his dominion. Now let's begin by looking at chapter 1, and beginning with verse 5. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abi, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he, Zacharias, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, and this is an angel of God. Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer, thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Now, beloved, it's a wonderful thing to be great in God's sight. Many times people desire to be great in man's sight, but they're not great in God's sight. But, beloved, this one that was to be born of Zacharias and Elizabeth was to be named John, and he would be called John the Baptist, and he would be great in the sight of the Lord. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. You see, it seemed impossible, because of their age, that they could have a child. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. And so we see who this angel is. His name is Gabriel. He's an angel that stands in God's presence. And he says, I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Thus we see an appearance of an angel whose name was called Gabriel. Now in chapter 2, we see another appearance of an angel. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8 through 16. Here notice, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. We see the shepherds believed the message of the angel. I mean, it was such a spectacular, amazing occurrence. As the angel of the Lord and the choir of angels, well, we call them a choir, although they didn't sing, they spoke, but they didn't sing. So many times we talk about them singing, but they spoke. And that's what the Word of God says. Many times we have to be careful about adding to the Word of God and trying to make Scripture say things that it doesn't say. But we see this host of angels appeared to the shepherds and told the shepherds to go to Bethlehem, and there they would find the Lord Jesus as a little babe, God in human form, lying in a manger. And so they went into Bethlehem, and they found exactly what the angel had said unto them. And so again, we see an angel appearing here. Now, we're going to study more about angels, and I hope that you, in the meantime, will read Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. There again, we see an appearance of an angel. And then I hope you'll join us for our next time of Bible study together, as we once again look into God's Word. Until next time, goodbye.